Dr. Dave vaccinate you against dastardly digital disease with his high-tech hypo right here, right now on Computer Talk with Dave Mason.
So vaccination all across the nation. Keep it from catching
Honky pox.
Hey, wait a minute. Why do they want to keep him from catching honky pox? What's wrong with that, man?
It's a bad infection, man. (laughs) 866-821-8255 is the number, 866-821-TALK. Talking about cleanup, antivirus tools, protection, that sort of thing. Kind of getting into the details here a little bit. And we've talked about R-Kill, AdW Cleaner, ADW Cleaner. Malware Bytes, anti-malware, CombiFix, all these tools. Now, of course, one of the things that's an important tool, obviously, we talked about Avast and having that. It's still my number one pick. One of the things that can be very useful if you've got a really bad infection is to schedule a boot scan with Avast. Because one of the things that happens if you have an infection is that when Windows loads, it loads the infection, loads all the protective stuff that's a part of that infection, and can really cause havoc getting it cleaned out. If you do a boot scan with Avast, Avast loads before Windows does, and so the infection isn't loaded yet. The defensive and stealth tools that are a part of that infection haven't loaded yet, and it tends to do a pretty good job of getting things cleaned out. So that's also an important tool to have in terms of really getting an infection cleaned out. I don't always do a boot scan. They're very lengthy. It's the kind of thing that if you really want to do it just for the heck of it, just to feel comfortable, you're going to want to do it before you go to bed at night, because it'll take until well into the early morning to complete, especially if you have a big drive. So, but it is an important tool to be aware of, is the boot scan in Avast. You know, it's kind of funny. I talk about all this protection software and all these things to run, and I rarely mention actually running antivirus software. The purpose of Avast in general is ongoing, to reside in memory, to do its job of protecting you from most of your infections. According, I think it was either McAfee or Norton. Don't recall which. But one of those two admitted that even their best paid full tilt package only protects you from about 40% of the infections. Now, to me, that's ridiculous. That is beyond failing, right? I mean, if you got 40% on a test, that's not even a D, right? But they admitted it. They said it. They must know. It's one of the reasons why I say don't buy, you know, the $60, $70, $80 pack, even the $30 packages from these guys. They overload your machine and don't do that great a job of protecting you from the infections. Do Avast. It's a great package. Do the free version and be done with it. You're not going to be protected at 100% no matter what you do. And having other tools in the toolbox is much more helpful than buying a full-blown McAfee or Norton antivirus package, or a full-blown paid-for Avast or Bitdefender or Kaspersky or whoever. Get the free version of what I recommend. You'll be better off. So we've talked about, I think we have covered everything in terms of the cleanup stuff and the antivirus stuff that I recommend. There are other tools that are certainly beneficial to use. You know, one of the things that can happen is we get into these discussions, they can get so overwhelming that nobody does anything. You don't even download one. So I'm not going to get to that point. I'm going to stop now in this regard, cover the bases. Steve's still awake. That's a good sign. So we're going to stop on that topic. I hope you found it helpful. It's important.
It is. It's very important. And I wanted to just jump in and just say real quickly, your recommendation last week for that wireless router that I needed to get.
Yes, and you got it?
I got it.
I forgot to ask you how the install went.
It went fine. It was, yeah, you just pop the DVD in, and it kind of does the old wizard and get you set up, and you plug in your passwords and all that kind of good stuff, and you're good. And it works well, and the coverage is better, much more extended than the other one I had, obviously. And it's not getting stuck
rebooting
every 8 hours.
Yeah.
It's actually working very well, and it's amazing the technology and the more added features it has.
Yeah.
I don't really use all the fancy dancy
right.
stuff it can do,
right.
but I could if I wanted to.
Well, the biggest thing about it is just the speed and the range improvement.
Yep.
That's stuff you can benefit right off the bat.
And I noticed the difference.
Yep.
in the speed and way, you know, the way pages load and just being able to move around on online and stuff a little quicker, a little snappier.
Yeah.
So it was very nice, and it looks good. It's sitting on the edge of the my computer table, and it looks like it does look like a little piece of fancy artwork or something.
Right. Yeah, looks good. And you got was it about $90?
Yeah, it's the Asus Dual Band Wireless N600 router. It's the RTN56U.
Right. It's one we specifically talked about.
Yep, it was about $85 on Newegg is where I got it. You can also get it at Staples. A little more expensive there, just a touch. But I got a Newegg for $85, free shipping, and it took them about 2 days to get to my house. It works great.
It's amazing to me. Newegg is actually Amazon. And, you know, I can't tell you how many times I have paid for or not paid for shipping, gotten the free shipping, which is like 3 to 5 days, and got it in 1 or 2 days.
Yeah.
It's as though they have anticipated my order. Mm-hmm. It was already in transit when I ordered it. It's bizarre, which could be.
I think it is. I think they have like a predictive algorithm that actually you didn't realize it, but they actually...
Well, no, actually it's just a predictive Al Gore.
Yeah. It actually,
he has no rhythm.
What happens is when you think you're deciding to buy something,
you've already decided.
They've already purchased it for you, and they're just letting you know through some kind of radio waves that I need to have this.
A whole new band of Wi-Fi.
It's exactly.
Yes. It's the H band, the human band. Well, you know, we talked a little bit last week about this big controversy between Verizon and Netflix. Netflix presenting an error message to its customers who are Verizon customers, saying, you know, we're having trouble because of your connection through Verizon. Please contact your Verizon representative to get this ironed out. And Verizon being very upset, sending a cease and desist letter to Netflix, which they, of course, ignored. Well, now the FCC is getting involved. And I'll tell you something. I know everybody's natural, everyone that I know of, natural reaction to some situation like this, it's very frustrating. You got a couple of companies going at each other, pointing fingers, customers in the middle, not getting taken care of. It's very frustrating. Everybody's natural reaction is to say, that should be illegal. Government needs to look at that. Well, I understand that. Sometimes I almost even agree. There was a time when I agreed with it completely. Unfortunately, my experience has always been, without exception, that only muddies the water. Now, maybe this example of FCC coming in is not going to do that. But in every example that I can remember, they get involved, they make expenses go up, they create additional regulation. Sometimes what they do results in a service being yanked because it becomes no longer worth it to do because of their regulation or their taxation or whatever. The government ends up getting involved instituting as a quote-unquote solution. Ends up being a problem. You know, there's that old saying, you know, I'm from the government and I'm here to help. You know, one of the universal lies. I have very mixed feelings about the FCC taking a look at this. I guess I should be glad it isn't Congress. But they did announce this last week.
No, because if Congress got involved, they wouldn't do a thing.
Exactly.
That's probably the best thing
to do.
That's
true. No, they would take all the money from the Netflix and Verizon lobbyists. But Tom Wheeler, who's the FCC chairman, said that his staff's collecting information from ISPs and content providers to try to understand precisely what is happening in order to understand whether consumers are being harmed. I don't think Verizon's telling the truth. I could be wrong. They're saying it's a Netflix problem. And Netflix provider problem. So we'll find out. I mean, assuming that the FCC can get to the bottom of it, which they may or may not be able to, hopefully we'll know. The problem is we won't know for another 3 years. They haven't even formed the commission yet. He's got agreements, though, signed agreements, Wheeler does, between Comcast, Netflix, and Verizon. And he's asking for others to participate in this. To be clear, he says, what we're doing right now is collecting information, not regulating. This was Friday. We are looking under the hood. Consumers want transparency. They want answers, and so do I. Perhaps he could get Perhaps they should put Tom Wheeler and the FCC in charge of the Baghdad brouhaha.
Yeah, right.
Perhaps they could do the Libyan embassy.
Mm-hmm.
Perhaps they could do the Bo Bergdahl. Perhaps they ought to get Tom Wheeler and the FCC involved in all this. Fast and Furious, we never knew this guy. He could get signed agreements and get the information, get under the hood.
True. Good.
We're coming back. Last segment of Computer Talk with Dave Mason, 866-821-8255. Don't go away.
Computer Talk with Dave Mason. Available live, online, every week, or browse the show archives anytime at DaveMason.com.
When it comes right down to it, the most important thing in life is time. The better you manage your time, the better your life is. Hi, this is Dr. Dave. I want to talk to you about some incredible software that helps you better manage your time and get more out of life. I'm talking about Intellect from Chaos Software. I've researched time management software for over 20 years. I've never found a better, simpler, more practical tool for managing my time and my life than Intellect. In fact, it's what I use every day. It even helped me find the time to write this script. Intellect includes an easy-to-use email client with state-of-the-art spam filters, an integrated contact manager, an appointment manager, and to-do list, all wrapped up in the most efficient productivity package I've ever used. Best of all, Intellect is network-ready right out of the box. Download Intellect's free trial at chaossoftware.com. Whether you're a salesperson, retired grandmother, real estate mogul, or radio talk show host, you need Intellect from Chaos Software. Check it out at chaossoftware.com for a better life.
Hey guys, this is Evil Steve. Yeah, the evil one, back again, here to talk to you about Dr. Dave's data recovery. First of all, Dr. Dave and I would like to thank you for another great year of Dr. Dave's data recovery service. It's been outstanding. We all know how important it is to back up your data. But if you didn't back up your data, and those important documents, or even more important, precious family pictures, are stuck on a dead drive somewhere, well, there is a way to get them unstuck, and it's called Dr. Dave's data recovery. From hard drives to floppy disks, thumb drives, flash cards, you name it, we can do it. First step, go to DaveMason.com, click on the Dr. Dave's Data Recovery button, and you'll find all the info you need right there. Dr. Dave will get your drive and do his Dr. Dave magic as usual and get your precious data back to you safe and sound. So do the smart thing. Let Dr. Dave's Data Recovery come to your rescue. That's Dr. Dave's Data Recovery at DaveMason.com.
I've just discovered one of the most important new tools for security and privacy on the Internet today. Hey, Dr. Dave here. ID Vault looks like a military-grade USB memory stick, but it's much more. It stores all your usernames and passwords, and you don't have to worry about the remnants left on your PC after online banking. ID Vault prevents you from signing into phishing sites that steal your identity and your money. It automatically signs you into your online financial accounts with ID Vault SecureView. It automatically enters your credit card information when you shop online, so your credit card is safe from hackers and even keystroke loggers. Here's how it works. ID Vault encrypts your account passwords on a smart card microchip inside a tamper-proof USB device where the criminals can't get at them. Best of all, it's economical and easier and faster to use than usernames and passwords. Anyone who surfs the net needs their ID Vault. So get yours at IDVault.com today and save $10. That's IDVault.com. Tell them you heard it here on Computer Talk with Dave Mason.